This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs, government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart. You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming to you live from home turf, Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania. We are broadcasting studio setup on Cinderella. We traveled here over the weekend from the Clay Clark event in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Another spectacular event. First time we got a chance to see Don Jr. in the lineup. Don Jr., of course, Eric's been with us for a couple of months. Cash Patel could not make this particular event. Of course, we do have Mike Lindell, Patrick Byrne, and the national favorite, General Flynn. Got a few minutes there to say a few words. Always an honor to be able to spend time in the company of these people myself. But tonight, we got a couple celebrities in the house. We've got Donald Trump here. We've got some of our traveling apparatus here. Those of you who can see things on video, you'll see our America First puppet. I think I found that truck stop when I was on the road and my bike stuck in my saddlebag, brought him aboard. Somebody gave me this great painting here. And we also have the celebrity of the Fall Patriot Street Fighter Tour, the Thunder Chicken. Thunder Chicken is a favorite among all the fans of the tour. And yeah, that is
He always has something to say. Yeah, fired up he is about fired up about the Patriot Street Fighter War Machine. Anyways, it's we got a couple of interesting things to talk about tonight. We are going to bring the Tomahawk to the Nevada GOP Clark County tonight. So those of you who may be listening in Clark County GOP, I'd probably turn your radio or live stream off because this is not going to be a pretty scene. We are about to smoke out the criminals in the GOP that stole yet another election for an establishment puppet, Sheriff Lombardo in Las Vegas, Joey Gilbert. We're going to look at the numbers today. Tonight, Robert Beatles is going to show us the algorithms, show us the evidence of how these people once again stole another election. The criminal empire is alive. The heart is beating. It's pumping all the blood it can pump because it knows it's headed for the grave, because we the people are now on our feet. We the people are fighting. This is just the beginning. They haven't seen anything yet. They're going to get a little priming of the pump tonight to see what's coming their way. And, of course, right here from this seat, from this warfare platform, Revolution Radio, The Tipping Point, it all began here. We are going to ramp up operations, bring all the armament we can to this particular election that was stolen in Las Vegas, Nevada, state of Nevada. GOP gubernatorial candidate Joey Gilbert will be here, as will Robert Beatles, congressional candidate California. Spoke to Seth Ketchel this past weekend, who proved the same thing about the 2020 Trump election theft. Spoke to him over the weekend. He shared some things with me of how some of the, in the podcast community, those who aren't serving the community of the country but themselves, what they're doing to try to, I guess, inflate their importance. A lot of interesting things happened this weekend. Let me tell you about Revolution Radio. Let me tell you about The Tipping Point. The Tipping Point was, let's just say it was a creation of posterity and anxiety and absolute anger against this establishment in this country, the power structure, the Khazarian mobsters in Washington, D.C., tethered to their puppets in the governor's mansions and the state houses around the country, even down to the local levels, city councils, town councils, police commissioners, corrupt mayors, all over the country, is what propagated the offensive weapon of Patriot Street Fighter and The Tipping Point, and put Cinderella on the road with the people necessary to alert the country that it is now time to fight for the nation, to get our country back from the Khazarian mobsters that have been pulling these tricks for 1,400 plus years. We've been exposing them now for, I think it's about 2.5 years. This all came to be because of this information warfare platform right here on this global, worldwide, broadband reach of Revolution Radio. Those of you folks who are on here week in and week out know that this particular operation and this network in particular survive on the validation tool of We the People, because it's a privately funded operation. We the People fund Revolution Radio. All of you who have done that over the years, I'm very, very honored. You're certainly willing to be patriotic enough to keep free speech voices of all the hosts, all the great hosts on all the channels here on Revolution Radio alive and well and firing away on this enemy that has been at the gates, inside now the wire, and basically in the backyard, if not in the doors and the basements of every house in the country. That we now know, that people are seeing, those who are waking up are now coming to the battlefield to begin to fight. It's very exciting. Things are happening all over the world. We're going to talk about a few of those things tonight. We know what happened to Georgia Guidestones. Somebody said to me the other day that, you know, God delivered a message, and I got a text from a friend of mine said, yes, God delivers messages with drones. So apparently that was a drone strike. We saw whatever was burning at Vatican Square yesterday. Another obelisk took a hit, I believe it was in London. We saw the Sri Lankan government fall. Hey, Washington, D.C. Hey, scumbags. Hey, Liz Cheney, cabal puppet of a pedophile who has been serving house arrest, your father. How about having a look at what happened there? How about looking and seeing what a real insurrection looks like, you scumbag? Another GOP puppet traitor in the establishment who are trying to take down patriots in the country who simply exercised their rights on January 6th of 2020. I'm telling you, folks, we are going to undo all of this. This nightmare will come to an end, primarily because we the people are coming to the fight. They're coming to the fight because of networks like this. If you want to help support this mission, this network, Revolution Radio, this warfare against the criminal power structure, please donate at the top of the page, center left. This doesn't go to me. I don't get any money from Revolution Radio. I don't want any. I donate to Revolution Radio because of what they can bring to the table. The General donated to Revolution Radio. Friends of mine have donated to Revolution Radio because they want to get this word out worldwide, and they do. Center left, at the top, donate button. Make a one-time donation. If you'd like to be one of those folks who just want to give a few dollars every single month, you can see at the top in the on the orange button. Click that on. You can set up a free Patreon account. It doesn't cost you anything. And you can donate on a monthly basis one time, and it just continues to do that for you on a credit, debit card, whatever you want to do. And you'll find one of those at the bottom of the page. Some people, like the General, would rather use snail mail, so you'd write a check out to Revolution Radio, and they would send it off to Terry Ackerman's address. You'll see that at the bottom of the page if you scroll down. One of the producers put in the memo what is the show that you're supporting, the one you like the most, and that the way they can have some semblance of who you like, shows that are reaching the audience. From the Patriot Street Fighter thing side of things, if you want to find what we're doing, I hear this all the time. I can't find you anymore, folks. If something happens, if social media and all these other video platforms burn to the ground, you can find me right here, revolution.radio, every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. You can find me here. We got a website. Easy. PatriotStreetFighter.com. It's not hard to find me. PatriotStreetFighter.com. We have a new site being put up to be able to do some more things function-wise, but you can find the Rumble icon to find me on Rumble. You can find the YouTube icon to find me on YouTube if I'm on YouTube at that moment. We're up to Patriot Street Fighter 35. They've taken down 35 channels since November 2020, I guess. It would have been 100 by now, but I'm too busy to put them up constantly. You can also find the Brighteon link and the BitChute icon. I shouldn't say link, but an icon. You can always find me. I'm there. Most everything gets live streamed that we do live is going right to Rumble live streaming. It's docked there, parked there, and gets uploaded to Brighteon BitChute shortly thereafter. So tonight, I want to shout out to a couple people that got a chance to meet. One guy's name's escaped me. I didn't write it down. But I was over at Joel Kahn for BMW today with a couple of my security guys. Have breakfast at the Waffle Shop, place I go to every time I'm in town. And I ran into Alan Hall, sales manager over BMW. Joel Kahn for BMW right there, just off of North Atherton. Folks, if you want to purchase a car, especially a nice one, from a patriotic American, go ask for Alan Hall. Say, hey, man, I heard Scott McKay on Patriot Street Fighter on the Tipping Point Revolution Radio last night talking about you. Well, there's a reason why I'm talking about him, because he made an impression. We actually were able to park Cinderella in the parking lot, because you can't park her anywhere. Even had a 35-foot trailer offloaded to help us at my sister's house here in Phillipsburg, the Thompsons, Michelle and Jono. Our host for the weekend. Those of you folks who are driving by on 322 on Thompson's Curve, hello, hello. Thanks for flying by and hitting the horn. You see Cinderella sitting there. Yes, we're in town. Thanks for all the support from my hometown, home base, Phillipsburg, Osceola, somewhat of a distance from Bald Eagle State College and Bellefonte, where these lunatics, superintendents and school board members, State College, Bellefonte, and Bald Eagle are still allowing their kids in school to walk themselves to class or the restroom with a collar on, holding their own leash, and then taking a shit in a litter box or whatever else they're doing in there. Yes, folks, it's real. I talked to this guy today, a gentleman from that area. He said, I asked my daughter, is this going on? Are they really putting litter boxes in Bald Eagle High School bathrooms? So the self-identified furries, those kids, these kids who identify as furries, which I guess are creatures, kitty cats, whatever animal that has fur, and they can go in the bathroom and they can take a dump in a litter box on the floor. Somebody said to me, another person should come behind them, grab them by the back of the neck, shove their face in the litter box, and then when the principal shows up, say, hey, look, I identify as a dog trainer. This is the way we do where I come from. Maybe it'll change things. I doubt it. But I'm going to say this. Listen, America, this is warfare. These lunatics, now let me say this. Do you think they're going to stop here? Look where they were 5 years ago. Look where they were just a couple years ago. You can have these people declare themselves a trans, some freak guy who wants to dress like a flaming girl in high heels, walk into a woman's bathroom or a little girl's bathroom, and it's allowable by these insane asylum controllers at these high schools, and say that that's okay. The ones that end up leading to raping these little girls and ruining them for life, these are the people that you better come up against. If you think this litter box bullshit and these people being able to identify with whatever they want to identify with and do the things they're doing to your kids, if you think they're going to stop here, if you think this is their last measure, I'm telling you, it's not going to be. They're already coaching little kids to get sex changes. Look, I'm not judging anybody for getting a sex change. I've said on this show directly and distinctly, the genetic modifications, the genetic manipulations by Big Pharma through the uses of free flu shots. When in the hell's Big Pharma ever given anything for free? When have they ever paid for you to put stuff in your body? These are not to prevent getting the flu because people get the flu from them. They are mRNA gene editing signature drugs and weapons to alter the DNA of us, the people, the children. You wonder why they don't know what sex they are? You think it's their fault? There's something wrong with them. They're weird. It's not their fault in many cases. I've said this before. I've seen packs of young boys running in packs, very effeminate, you know, acting like girls. And obviously, they're probably gay. No problem with that either. I think people should be happy with whatever makes them happy as long as they're not projecting any type of freakishness on society. But this is happening because of the genetic alteration. The Kazarian mobsters, World Economic Forum murder machine, also wants to turn everything in a 180 fashion like the Satanist creed is. They want these kids confused. They want them to think they're girls, act like girls, walk and talk like them, and vice versa. Bring down the testosterone of men to make them more docile, unwilling to fight, and bring up the testosterone of women to make them more masculine so they all meet in the middle. They're on an even plane of temperament, of emotions, of controllability, make everybody the same, turning them into a drone machine to serve the elite on the planet after they wipe out $7.5 billion. This is the game plan documented on paper in their archives. It's been intercepted by military intelligence. That's how we know all of this. This is the bullshit you are going to have to confront sooner or later. There is a storm coming. It is on the horizon, people. It's right on top of you. It's bearing down on you. You are going to have to make a decision at some point to fight these people now or fight them later. And when you fight them later, everybody is going to pay a higher price. It's time to remove these lunatics from these school boards. It's time to run their asses out of the superintendent positions. You cannot sit back any longer hoping it's going to get better. Those parents who support this bullshit, there's nothing you can do about these people. They're gone. They're lost. They're casualties of this biological warfare operation. Move beyond them. But don't give up one more inch of ground. If you do, if we do, the fight is going to be much harder, much worse. We will win. We will achieve victory, but it is going to come at a higher price if you choose to sit back, do nothing, say nothing, and worry about what other people think of you. Believe me, if they're pushing you into FEMA camps, you're not going to give a shit of what your neighbor thinks of you. At that point, it's irrelevant. This nation has got to return to its roots and DNA. It's got to fight. Anyways, I don't know what set me off today on that bullshit, but I guess it's just another reminder we all need. Had some conversations with some new Tomahawk warriors today. Jerry Hirschberger and Joyce Ragland. Nice to chat with you guys today. Operation Tomahawk continues to set, or I should say break, records. We have thousands of people now on this battlefield shutting off the cash flow of this criminal poison distribution, global corporate cabal-powered murder machine. People are walking away from the toxins and poisons that they have convinced us through billions and trillions probably of advertising that we can ingest, that we can put on our babies, on our body, put it in our house, on our countertops, poisons, carcinogens, neurotoxins throughout the course of our life, and it's okay. Small amounts is fine. What small amounts are fine for is to kill you slowly and then put you in the pipeline of the skyrocketing disease rate that has exploded in the last 35 years. Our operation is a full frontal assault, choking off their blood supply, shutting off their cash flow, taking the tomahawk to the weapon they use against we the people, our money, to kill us. Well, we launched it. It is underway. And all I can say, you people, you corporate cabal-powered MFers, you sons of bitches woke up a giant. Believe me, it's not even on its knees yet. It's sitting upright. Sitting upright. The people are starting to wake up, shake off the fog of what you've done. There are those of you out there who are part of this murder machine. Maybe you're trapped in a bad situation. You're getting last opportunities to walk away, come forward, join the fight of the Alliance powers, or else you will be those people who do not escape. You will be classified under the back channel military intelligence operation, as we recently found out, non-terrestrial, high-level quantum technological computer systems combined with U.S. naval operators to bring us the information we now need, know that there will be no walkaways. Nobody escapes. Nobody walks away from everything you've done to humanity. You people have the opportunity to join the fight on the other side if you have any moral conscience left or you haven't been taken over by any type of, I don't know, reptilian AI, low-frequency thinking, whatever that led you to be susceptible. Anyways, let's see where we are. We're going to bring on a couple guests here in just a minute. As I said before, when I was with Joey Gilbert, General Flynn, Simone Gold, a few of us were working the campaign trail for Joey Gilbert weeks ago, and we talked about this election theft machine that's going on. General and I were sitting in the back of somebody's private jet on the way to Reno, and I had a few minutes to discuss that stuff with him. We know what it is. I understand that it seemed like the Trump administration at the last minute bailed out on that fight. I believe there are reasons for that. General and I talked about it. I know General Flynn is still perplexed by it when they were ready to launch a plan. But apparently at the last minute, things changed. I know there's some confusion about it. But I still believe there were calculated moves in this operation to move forward for the overall good of the plan. I'm not sure the general thinks that way, but again, I'm an independent thinker, as is a general. I know, I'm sure he respects my opinion, and I surely respect his. As I said before, General Flynn to me is one of the true American patriots and heroes. Oh, by the way, I got a chance to meet General Flynn's wife this weekend. What a lovely lady. I only ever seen her before in the media and press or something. Caught her backstage, and she paid me some of the most flattering compliments, because she came up to me in the green room and introduced herself, said she wanted to meet me, and we took a picture, and I thought, want to meet me? Like, man, General Flynn must not allow his lady to have much of a life if she's looking to meet Patriot Street Fighter. But it was awesome. I told her how much respect I have for her, because the women in this country, the women in who are in the positions where their soldier husbands are off in wars, being deployed in forward operating areas, dangerous situations for months and years at a time, the power of the women hold the fabric of this nation together as they do those families. And I told her how much I respect the fact that she's endured, participated in a life and a career like that to be able to, I guess, row that boat on her own back home, keeping kids and family together, while the general or any soldier is off doing what they got to do. It takes a lot. I think it's massively understated for the women in this country who are wives of military soldiers. So I told her how much I respected that. Of course, we got a picture together, and the general walked in. I said, "Hey, General," I said, "watch what I can get your wife to do." And I said, "Are you ready?" She said, "Yep." I said, "Let's go Patriot Street Fighter battle face for the picture." And of course, out comes the teeth, eyes, fists, we get the picture. I think I put it up on Telegram, a lot of you saw it. But anyways, we had a lot of fun down there this weekend. Let's see. Let's move on into our guest tonight. By the way, we are hitting 17 reloaded top of the hour. We are going into number 10. Going to look at some of the intel, see if it can shake the rusty tree inside my skull, see what I can remember in terms of commentary and that intel that came out back then. And comment on some of the information that's going out there today that I'm getting beat up on because I said I do not believe this information is accurate. Talk about that a little bit. So let's go ahead and jump into Las Vegas, the Nevada conversation. Once again, election theft. I've been telling my friends, Republicans, you better wake up. Stop believing that your side in this party, the Republican Party, is a party of virtue. It's loaded with scumbags and criminals just like the Democrats. People that serve themselves and they don't serve humanity. It's been going on forever. It's nothing new, but now you're starting to learn. So tonight we have on GOP gubernatorial candidate in the primaries for governor to take on the murderer, Sis Slack, who murdered a lot of elderly people in all of Nevada by putting sick COVID people into nursing homes. And he didn't outlaw, because you can't outlaw anything, but he mandated that nobody could use HCQ. Ivermectin, and a lot of people died. So to take that person on, the only person that could beat him, I believe, is Joey Gilbert, the champion boxer and attorney who took on the same governor and opened up 8 counties when they tried to lock him down. Nobody go to church, came to that fight, won, became a gubernatorial candidate, wildly popular. Bringing him in here in a minute, and Robert Beatles, again, running for, I believe, Congress in California, smart guy. Does the analytics on the elections can show you irrefutably how these elections are stolen. As I predicted, that's what happened in Nevada. Sheriff Lombardo, the sheriff who helped the FBI cover up the massacre, and in my opinion, threatened Mindy Robinson's family with his remark when she followed him to his bus, and I got to be honest, verbally assaulted him when he was getting into his SUV, threatened her family because she was attacking him. These are the kind of people we need to put a stop to, put an end to in power. So if we have Joey Gilbert and Robert Beatles in the House, let's bring them into the conversation. And I think we're both here. Robert and Joey, come on in.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. I see we got Robert. I do not see Joey here yet, but he'll probably pop in. I'm not sure if we can have in both of you here at a time. Let me just say, hey, where is Joey? Okay, I'm going to reach out. I'm going to put a little pressure on him. Brother, where are you? We are live. Should I say, and sinking fast because you're not here, Robert? All right. So, buddy, let's jump into this. It was good to see you up there in... Corley Ranch, that's what it was called, Corley Ranch in Nevada when we were there campaigning for you guys. Very impressed by what you put together to show without any guesswork that these elections are being stolen everywhere. So when I talked about this election here, I didn't know what was going to go on with you in California because I wasn't dialed into it, but I did know in Las Vegas, Clark County, the GOP scumbags, who we had to ambush that Saturday morning, who were having yet a second straw poll, not letting Joey Gilbert know it was going on. Another one that he won massively, were up to no good. And sure enough, that's what happened. So tell us what you see on what just went on in these primaries.
Sure. So real quick, I'm not running for any office. That was... In 2010, I just kind of dipped my toes in for a second. And since then, you know, I help a lot of different candidates get into office financially through resources and things like that. But what we discovered in Nevada was, you know, we saw what happened in 2020. So I put together a team in January of 21 because we kept being let down. Nobody was righting the wrongs. So we quickly dug into it to look and see. First with a canvas to check out the voter rolls, then have the action review what they did, found the algorithm. People wanted to call me a conspiracy theorist or some right-winger, the furthest thing from right-wing. And so I put a $30,000 bounty on all of our evidence, all of our proof, and it's still there, uncontested. Every PhD that's looked at our proof knows that it's 100% real. And so we try to safeguard 2022 by first suing Washington County, the two largest counties, and essentially giving every Nevada legal and meaningful observation into the election process, so that in 20, they can't be locked out of there for 10 days just to be told who the winner is by a group of 11 people. So we won that, and then we put together a sting operation into the 2022 primaries, where essentially we were monitoring everything before the election, during the election, and after the election. And we caught them, literally breaking every single law, statute, we name it, and all stuff. And then we notified the Secretary of State, the commissioners, and all of these, and everybody, telling them, hey, look, guys, we just ran a crazy, election. We should certify it. They did. We knew that we were going to see the races from different candidates. One of them, of course, was Joey Gilbert. And Joey won in a freaking landslide. And we could prove it, because not only were we in, like, in the straw polls, he was winning, you know, 94% to like 6% Lombardo. But, you know, we had
did you say, Robert, in his straw poll, Robert, did you say in the straw poll, Joey was winning 94% to 6% Lombardo?
Yeah, he literally was just murdering this guy everywhere he went. Lombardo can't walk into his own fundraisers without being booed. He can't walk down the street. This guy's a freaking joke, right? He's just he's a plant, right? So we knew that there was something very funky with the math. And so we quickly dived in as soon as we could into the actual data. And then we quickly found that Gilbert actually won by over 21,000 votes just in Clark County, around 31,000 total. In Clark County, if you also take into some of the other shenanigans. So we were able to prove all that out. We showed it to multiple PhDs, and they all concur. They all agree that, yes, there is an algorithm in place. Yes, it is affecting all the races. Just like we can show that Joey won absolutely as a governor. We can show Sam Brown won as the senator. We can show that Roberts right now should be in a runoff election for sheriff. We can prove all this 100%. So we went through the process of a recount to buy us time. So we put together a recount. It was just a waste of money. But it gave us time to be able to put together our litigation for the contest lawsuit, which we'll be filing this week. And there, we can show unequivocally that he won. Gilbert won the gubernatorial race. And so if it's really in God's hands, because we have all the proof in the world, we can show exactly how they did it. Now it's up to God to give us a judge that's constitutional and God fearing to do the right thing, because we absolutely have all the proof in the world. Joey won, Brown won, Roberts should be in a runoff. And that is just the three most powerful positions in Nevada, okay? And we haven't even started touching on the school board races and everything else that we're screwing.
Yeah, you got to know that these thefts, Robert, are going down ballot. There's no question about it. These guys, they're not looking for one candidate. They're going to do it down ballot every step of the way. And this is the most important thing is this. I've been saying this for years to my Republican counterparts. Look, I'm still a registered Republican. I can't tell you any good reason why I am. That may change here at some point. The simple fact is criminals are going to serve the party. Listen, if these people cared about this country, we wouldn't be in the pickle we're in now on all levels. I've said this before, anybody that gets elected to these offices, once they get inside, first of all, if they don't sound like me on the outside fighting their way in, I guarantee you, once they get in there, they're sure as hell not going to sound like me on the inside. And the only thing that will bring this thing down from the inside, if it can be, I still think military is the only way, but they basically got to conduct the war that I am, pulling the curtains back on these scumbags in the GOP, at all levels of government, helping the Democrats socialize and communize the nation. Why would they do that? Because they get a seat at the table. They're enriching and protecting themselves. They've got something to lose. Until these people have something to lose, nothing is going to change. Nothing's going to change. Looks like we got the governor in himself in the platform. Finally, Joey Gilbert, good to have you. I don't know how much of that you caught when you were sitting back in the room, but I'm making the case once again. People need to stop thinking because somebody has an R behind their name, they're one of the good guys. If they were one of the good guys, this country wouldn't have slid to the abyss of communism, the edge of it, over the last 80 to 100 years, yet here we are. So let's talk about your position right now, as you've learned from Robert again, the massive win that you had in this primary against Lombardo, yet they just smile and do what they do. Switch votes, throw how many of your votes and ballots in the trash. They've been caught doing it. Let's talk about all these things that we know and you've seen.
Well, Scott, yeah, thanks, man. First of all, I did hear a large part of what you're saying. You know, you wrote vote Republican. You want to, you know, keep the idea that, you know, there's these conservative, you know, accountability-driven folks out there. There's not. They're one party. It's the Uniparty. They don't give a damn about who's in. As long as they retain their power and control, they don't care. There's nothing more clear than this, and everyone saw it. You know, all across the state, the executive committee of the Nevada GOP had their pick guy. They wanted him through. It wasn't until the state convention showed up and 17 counties got together, voted their guy out completely, all right? Lombardo got tossed with 31% of the vote to my 71 to make it on the endorsement ballot. And I got put through with 67.8% support. But remember, we had 30 people sitting in the front row paid for by Joe Lombardo to be there. So they rig everything. They even tried to rig, you know, process after they got caught. So, you know, then we won every straw poll in the state. We had all this amazing support. But it truly goes to show you that they don't care. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, first of all, the only way they win is by they decide who wins, as Beatles probably explained. And I'm not the mathematician here in the room, but they have predetermined results. And then between the early voting and the mail-in voting, which they're on camera, by the way, video testimony admitting they started a week early. They started counting the mail-in ballots, the early ballots, you know, a week early. They admit that on camera. They admit that, you know, that there's no chain of custody. You know, they admit that the machines are connected to the Internet. And is it kind of funny because according to Nevada law, machines are not to be connected to the Internet. And then also you got SIP that doesn't update, that they say they're not supposed to use these machines without these critical updates. They don't have the updates. So the laws of those machines are in violation of numerous Nevada laws, but they don't care.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be at this point, you know, and then, you know, now I hope everybody, and the only reason that people need to understand this, if this was like, you know, a close deal here, you know, we might have a different opinion. I might be feeling a little different. But as my boxing coach used to say, you put in the time, you do the homework, you pass the test. We beat this guy's ass. We kicked him around up and down the state for 18 months, for 12 months. We threw him a beating, the likes of which no one's ever seen. I got 64 flights that I took to Vegas on Southwest, another, you know, two dozen on JSX. I spent 85% of my time there. I went to hundreds of events. I never saw this guy anywhere except for the three debates that I threw him a beating at, all right? The Keystone debate he got dunked on, the Clark County Republican deal up at the golf club, and then the one on Fox where he melts down at the end, throws a little temper tantrum and demands that says this primary is over, you know, for all central purposes. You know, I got the president's support, I've got the most money raised, and I'm ahead in the polling. That's the reason he gave. Not that he's won every straw poll in the state. Not that at the state convention he was the only candidate for governor that got endorsed by the people. Not that I had 1,000 people showing up in my events and Scott McKay showed up for me and General Flynn and Simone Gold. They don't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
They had zero following because they had zero support. And then in our exit polling, our phone calls, even they're called mall stops because when people wouldn't answer the phone, went and got direct contact with them at the mall, asking them who they voted for, at least was 2-1. No matter where you go in Vegas, it was 2-1, right? 2-1. But then you want to believe that the mail-in voting and the early voting that was coming back at 2 and 3-1 for Gilbert Vegas on election day all of a sudden is going 3-1 to Lombardo? It just doesn't make sense. And I'm not going to back down from this, Scott. This is, it's gone too
right.
far. They've done this for too long. If not, you know, me who? If not, now when? It really is that, man. They've done this. There's a lot of good people. The sheriff, you know, people that ran for, you know, Senate races and state Senate, you know, this is not right, you know, Scott, mainly because we the people are supposed to be able to have say over who is in charge of our government. And right now, there's selections, not elections. It stops now. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. We're done. We're done with it.
Yeah.
We're going to stay in this fight. They're going to expose it all, and then we'll see where the chips, let's let the chips fall where they may. But we're exposing it.
Well, you have said me from day one. Go ahead, Robert.
I was just going to say, kind of from the perspective of people, because I hear a lot, well, Joey's just a sore loser, or why don't you guys just go home? And it's like, well, what would you have done if you spent your hard-earned, you know, money and you went and bought a lottery ticket and they called out the numbers and you won the jackpot? You won $1 billion. And then you take it to the lottery commissioner, and his buddy snatches it out of your hand, and says that, you know, his buddy just won the $1 billion. What would you do? Would you like just pick rocks and go home, or would you peacefully and legally fight like hell to make sure that you get that $1 billion back because the commissioner and the guy, you know, basically robbed you? You know, it's that. I mean, we can literally show that Joey was robbed the entire way. There's no way to like give up on this. It's like literally giving up on the country to simply just, you know, take our ball and go home. Joey killed it. Like, you can look at the data. He freaking killed it. We got multiple PhDs, all agree. It would be just stupid for us to just quit. We've got spines. There's no way we would do that. So, you know, everybody needs to be involved and paying attention to this, because they're doing this not only to the governor, not only to the sheriff, not only to the Senate, but to people like the school. This is how they control our entire country,
mm-hmm.
our judges, all these types of end up getting through these selection processes versus election. And then you've got nowhere to go for justice, because you're literally going to be criminals. This has to stop. This has to be exposed. We can't give up this fight. It's way too important. This has nothing to do with that bruised ego. Gilbert killed it in a freaking landslide. And given our day in court with a God-fearing constitutional judge, the whole world's going to see it.
Well, you know, I got to say this, and I don't want, I mean, I'm in this fight with Joey. I said from day one, I'm in the fight to the end with this thing. We're not going to let this go, I guarantee you. I'm going to hammer away on these bastards as long as I have to. But the simple fact is, we've, again, going back to the intelligence, they told us military is the only way. I have no faith in the judicial system in this country. That's why they said military is the only way. It is itself a captured operation. Maybe we get some traction. I believe showing the world this, the gravity of their reach in criminality to steal a seat, that or at least a candidacy that is easily provable, is not going to be, what should I say, dismantled or overturned by the courts. It's going to be dismantled by public opinion. It's going to be we, the people, that come out in the massive numbers because they've had enough of this bullshit. So we do need to go through the legal process of all of it to whatever extent we can. But the most important thing is not to get the judge's attention. It's to get the attention of the people in Nevada, specifically Clark County, where the GOP is running their theft machine, get the people's attention so the people come out in massive numbers. I don't know if you guys saw what happened in Sri Lanka. Somebody just sent me that video today of a true insurrection on their capital. You're talking hundreds of thousands of people storming the gate. Am I being a proponent of that here in the country? We don't need that. We don't need to do that, because we're dealing with chicken shit cowards that are hiding behind money and pull and influence and judicial protection. These people, if they're facing the hordes, and I'm going to say that, the hordes of we the people by the... Look, I don't get why Americans aren't lining the streets by the millions like they are in Europe and other Eastern Bloc countries around the world. They're going to. When the pain is high enough, they're going to pour into the streets by the millions. Trust me, like the school boards, as I said 2.5 years ago, right here on this show, go after them. They're cowards. They'll run. And they did when they were confronted. That'll happen here as well. It'll happen here as well. I don't have any great expectations. The judicial branch is going to do, or the courts are going to do it. But just the same, like I always say, Patriot Street Fighter is a smoke out operation. We're not going to smoke out Lombardo, his cronies, and the GOP scumbags. We're going to smoke out the judges, too. We're going to show the people what the judges are not willing to do in the face of the law that we're educating them on. So let's ask this. By the way, I know you guys are want to make sure the audience knows this. Tomorrow night in Las Vegas is a fundraiser and a movement ignition point for this particular campaign to go after these people. I know Sheriff Mack is going to be there. A number of sheriffs are going to be there, Joey, if I'm not mistaken. Sheriff Mack invited me to come. I wish I could have come. If I had advance notice, I might have been able to be there. Unfortunately, I can't. We're back here in the East Coast right now. But let's talk about that for a minute. What do the people in Clark County or Las Vegas or anywhere in Nevada need to know about that event?
Well, it's at the Ahern Hotel. There's the Freedom Fest that also starts tomorrow in Vegas for the next 3 days. This is a special election conference that Mike Lindell put together. It's at the Ahern. It starts at 10 o'clock. It'll go until about 1 o'clock. Sheriff Lamb and a number of other sheriffs are there. And actually, it was funny. We were just together in Virginia. Mm-hmm. So we were in Virginia Beach, where we both spoke on stage there at the Reawaken Tour. And Mike Lindell happened to be walking off stage after, you know, he had spoken and we bumped into each other. And he had said, you know, it's funny. He said, you know, Joey, we learned a lot, you know, in both what these, you know, judges and courts are willing to do and willing to look at. And we've tailored our lawsuits accordingly now. We were having just a conversation about it. And he said, you know, love to make sure that we're all synced up together. And then he said, are you going to be in Vegas? And I said, yeah, I think we're speaking together. We got a kick out of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll be there. And this part of it is, look, as Robert says to me, he likes to remind me, because I got to be honest, Guy, you know, I told you this. It was disheartening, to say the least, to work that hard, you know, as a fighter. You know, you train mm-hmm. like that, you go out there and put a whooping on a guy like that, your hand gets raised, man. Yeah. That's it. That's it. You take home the trophy. So Robert's right. And everybody that was a part of this, that knows it, that was even paying attention from a little bit, knows there's just no way. No one liked the guy. No one liked mm-hmm. Joe Lombardi. You know, you can say whatever you want about him, about, you know, what he's done in Vegas or not done for Vegas, but there was just no enthusiasm. There was no one behind him. There was no support. So it's just tough to take that, you know, on the chin and then be expected to keep carrying forward. But over the past couple of weeks, as I've seen the numbers roll in, and as Beatles shared with me the stuff, and then the support that's come online, and then going back east where people thought I won, legitimately, people saw mm-hmm. some of the maps and they looked on early. And so it was funny running into even Mel Kay. Mel Kay said, Joey, when I heard that you lost, I said, no way. She goes, we were following that. You know, she had gone out and campaigned for a couple people. So she said she couldn't believe it. And so, you know, that was kind of a good boost in the arm to be back around all those folks that are fighting and winning and losing every day. You know, I mean, look at General Flynn, Roger Stone, Simone Gold. You know, we're not around people that are faint of heart. So, you know, you, what you've been through, you know, how they've attacked us at every one of these events. I don't care what anybody says. Every time we come home from these things, you know, there's a test of the immune system. So it's been tough. But I'll say this. I'm now seeing the Patriots starting to stand. Mm-hmm. There's far more. 95% of the stuff that comes in says, hell no, don't concede. You're our voice. You know, you're the only, we only voted for you because of this. Oh, P.S., Joey, we knew you weren't going to win the primary the way you do, but we knew you'd fight. So fight like we knew you would, or fight like we, you know, we believe you. So we're going to fight in it, you know, Scott, because, you know, like I said, and like Beatles says, they didn't just do it to me. They did it to school board members. They did it to people that never campaigned a day, that never showed up anywhere, that never spent a dollar, that didn't have dozens of church group members knocking on doors for them and giving out their literature. These people are winning or won or got more of a vote than our candidates that went out there and worked their tails off. You know what? How many people have they done this to? How disgusting, how pathetic, how chicken shit are you that you're going to come and take, you know, you're going to take a hard work, you know, earned victory from someone because you couldn't put in the time. I mean, let me tell you something. Anybody could. I mean, if you would have had the message and been willing to put in the work, you could have had the you know, the win we did. But they didn't do it, so they didn't win. You know, and again, so you know, if we don't make a stand now, we're going to keep losing these races until we lose this entire country. And you know the mm-hmm. the speech General Flynn gives. I love whenever he walks to the flight of stairs or to wherever he is on stage, and he puts his toes over. And he says, "We are now standing at the precipice mm-hmm. in this country." And some states have already fallen over. We're one of those states. We're right there. And we've got to decide right now, here and now, if we're going to make a stand and pull this state back off the edge. And I'll be damned if I'm going to walk away from this. And again, I got the Patriot, I've got the Mama Bears, the Medical Freedom Movement, you know, the retired Leos, the veterans. You know, you saw these homeschool mom and dads of the Patriots, and real Republicans are behind this saying, you know what? Too long we voted to get rid of these scumbags, and they never leave. Why is that? Mm-hmm. Well, now we know why they don't leave.
Yeah, and you know, you and I talked, I think I called you the next day or the day after, give you a little time to shake that off. But what did I say? I said, look, I'm telling you right now, you didn't lose this. It was stolen. I was hoping you'd be ready to fight. And I didn't want to say this to either you or Cordy or anybody else, to say, guys, they're going to steal it. I mean, that's not something you would tell somebody, because I wanted you to know and believe you were going to win it. But you did. You did what needed to be done. You needed to win it, and you did. But you didn't have the weight of knowing they're going to steal it. Did I know they're going to steal it? I knew 1,000% they're going to steal it. Joey, they have to steal it. These people are dead men walking. If there's a legitimate election, or we prove and turn this around that you won, what happens next? These people are dead, because what happens is, if they all lose their power, they know what's coming at them, and they're going to do. That's why they have to be criminals. The ones that maybe aren't, they have no choice now. The writing's on the wall. They know what's going to happen. A guy like Lombardo, again, being endorsed by Donald Trump. You see what's behind me, Donald Trump. I don't care what Donald Trump thinks. I'm a yes man to no one. Donald Trump is dead wrong. At least if he's supporting someone like Lombardo for the reasons that Lombardo's qualified or the best guy, I don't believe that's true. I believe it's a setup. I believe Trump wants guys like him to still be in the spotlight when everything comes out, so they can then show, point, he's a national name. People know the name. They recognize it. By the way, he's a sitting this, sitting that, candidate, governor, whatever, when the hammer comes down, and people are going to know who he is because the light is already shining on him. It doesn't make as much of an impact if they are not a seated public official when the hammer comes down, because they're expected to conduct themselves that way. That's the only plausible reason why I would see Trump endorsing this guy Lombardo and or Senator Jake Corman, Jake the Snake, the scumbag state senator in PA, who actually stepped in front of voter fraud audits here in Pennsylvania. He endorsed him too. Why the hell would you endorse this guy, Dr. Oz? There's something else going on in the undercurrent here, in my opinion. And that's why I told you, listen, you are going to be a leader in this country. It'll be of the restored republic. It'll be on the backside of when they burn this shit show down. It's just not, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, it's just not inside the app. Quite honestly, I don't want you in there. I didn't want Cordy in there. I said, please reconsider running. I know what you're going into, right? You can't change it on the inside. You can win it. You can't change it. Everybody is a captured operation once they hit the inside. I have no faith. Faith in you, yes. But I said this before. Look, people know where I stand. The country now knows where I stand. I am not going in there ever, because they'll find a way to get me to. It has to be burned down. It's going to be burned down, and you're going to emerge. People like you are going to be and emerge as the new leaders of this restored nation. That is my 1,000% belief. So I don't look at this as a loss. I look at it as part of the operational setup. Nobody can argue. You were wildly popular in Nevada. I saw two events, but I was paying attention to it the whole way through. You're wildly popular. And so there's no way you could possibly lose this. You won. Take that victory lap. It's just going to serve a better purpose. We've got about 2 minutes left. Candidate, let's go ahead and take the last 2 minutes of this particular session. Where do you go beyond this event tomorrow night?
Well, you know, it's a matter of just getting this fight, you know, teed up. You know, we're going to be filing the actual contest of the election before the end of the week. And then, as Beal says, you know, it's all up to get in front of a judge. And, you know, this isn't, you know, this, the one thing I can say, I have seen a lot of it. A lot of it's still, you know, again, the attorneys are putting it together. But the stuff we've got is not, you know, hearsay. It's not, you know, made up. It's not this person said. It's actual video testimony. It's you know, signed, you know, under penalty of perjury, you know, documentation of stuff. It's recordings of people saying stuff. So, you know, I don't know really, but like I said, to me, in being a person who's in the court, an officer of the court, you know, this seems like something you get in front of a judge. And now what they do, I don't know, but they should absolutely say there's no way you could certify this election. There's no way. It's there's too many you know, threat vectors, as I'm learning from Fitchin and all these guys that have been exploited mm-hmm. to the point where you can never rehabilitate it. I mean, when you have chain of custody in law, if the eyes are off that thing for a minute, if there's any point in time where there's not somebody with that thing, it's gone. And they're doing this with thousands of ballots and hundreds of USB drives. Okay, I'm like, it would be over. It would be over right then and there. They just would stop it. Say, I'd stop everybody. Like, it's over. You know, we'd have to start the whole thing over. But you wouldn't just look the other way. You know, and as General Flynn said to me, you know, is it one vote? Is it two votes? He said, no more dead people voting and only legal votes. He said, you know, as we all know, our vote is what makes us equal in this country. They can't keep doing this. And there's no doubt in my mind after seeing what I saw out of Lombardo, the way he showed up to places, the way he didn't show up, how he presented himself, the way he conducted himself. The whole time he was a smug, arrogant punk. He knew he was in. He knew he had this part done. And he's either got to deal with Sisolak or, as Beatles has said, there's no difference between them. It might be where they are because this red wave is coming. They're just simply handing it off to each other. He comes in, and that's the only way he'll get in. But based on what we just seen, that's not even happening. You know, I think they're too scared to let any power go anywhere. I think they consolidate. I don't think anybody wins a serious position of power up here. So I don't think that happens. I think that's going to be a wipeout across the board.
Yeah, and I have also heard, gentlemen, that coming up this fall, that listening for music here, these elections are likely going to be canceled. That's what I've been told. Not sure which side, but likely if it's coming from the other side, it's because they know it's going to be a massive wipeout. They can't have that happen. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to Joey Gilbert on American Media Periscope. He's going to continue to project his voice on an upcoming show. Gloves off with Joey Gilbert. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm proud of what both of you guys are doing. You're patriots. Love what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back top of the next hour. We're going to get into the 17 Reloaded Intelligence. Scott McKay.
Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us.
You don't need to expect us.
We're already here.
We're already here.
Torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott, I always get this echo that comes back to me top of this hour when we come back in. I can't figure out why or what it is. Anyways, looks like it disappears. It always takes a second or two for that to happen. Get another call. I get so many calls coming in from numbers I've never seen before. Folks, if you're not in my contact list, trust me, I'm never going to answer the phone. That's just a kind of a lateral note. So let's jump into a couple, I guess, one topic I want to talk about, one point that I think is important to make. Seems like I stirred up a few people last week by coming out with an oppositional viewpoint. For, I can't believe I'm even saying this word because it's not mine, and some of the dark energy, low frequency, quote unquote, attack podcasters use this terminology, hopium, but I can tell you this, I think they're right in some cases. People put out information, things that, you know, are implausible, couldn't be true, just to give people false hope. And, I'm not saying, as I said before, folks, understand something. I am not the arbiter of truth here. I've told my people for quite some time, you need to think for yourself. Reason I'm bringing this subject up is last week I had noticed some things flying around out there about the SCOTUS decision, quote unquote, an alleged SCOTUS decision that in private, secretly, they looked at the evidence of the election of 2020. They overturned it. And people are coming out and saying that Donald Trump was going to be reinstalled or installed as the rightful president of the United States, and Joe Biden would be removed, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I made a comment and I said, look, folks, according to my source, it isn't true. It's not true. And I explained why it's not true. But let me first talk about the things that I said coming from other people's audience members. First of all, I saw somebody said, yeah, he just wants to be the first with Intel, and he's trying to, you know, pump up his numbers. Again, I guess I could say some things, but it'd be nothing but insults to these kind of people. It's not necessarily their fault. They don't know what the hell's going on. They've been paying attention the last couple of years. They haven't been paying attention for decades to know, you know, what happens at 80,000 feet geopolitically. So rather than beat their asses here and spank them for being stupid, I'm just going to come around and say, look, now, as far as trying to, you know, my followers or whatever, fact of the matter, I'm telling you point blank, trying to get followers, I've probably thrown more people off my Telegram channel than any human being on this whole planet. I had 197,000 followers on Telegram. It's down to 145,000. Nobody publicly is going to tell you that, and I'm going to tell you because it's the truth. Now, why is that happening? Well, probably because I don't give people the information they want to hear all the time, and I understand that. I said before, sitting around giving people a steady diet of the newest information and intel, you might as well go watch the news. You might as well spend the next decade of your life sitting in front of a TV, listening to somebody else saying, here's what's happening day by day, play by play, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Where did that get the country? We're at the edge of the abyss, ready to go off the edge. I said last year when I went on tour, Patriot Street Fighter is switching the mission from intel, delivering intel, to getting we the people on its feet to fight. How much fork and intel and information does we the people need before they're ready to stand and fight? I said before, I don't give a shit how many followers are on my Telegram channel. I don't want followers. I'm not looking for followers. I'm not looking for friends. I'm looking for fighters. Followers don't do shit for the country. My numbers blowing up to whatever numbers like some of these other people that are, and Seth Ketchel informed me this weekend, some people are buying their followers using these bots to have 800,000 followers on Telegram, yet they have 15% of that on a Rumble channel, right? Do the math. Look at the math. People out here, many of them, even in the podcast community, are full of shit. You got to use your own mind to decipher what's really going on here. Second thing, podcasters that are attacking other podcasters, let's say by name, stop listening to them. Stop listening to them. Those that are telling you that they're superheroes, they're the only ones in the world that can save humanity, folks, think about what's happening here. This whole operation is about human spiritual ascension. It's not about another hero. It's not another figure on the planet that we're supposed to worship. We're supposed to get away from that. We're supposed to go inside and use the power of the conscious elevation of the Christ spirit inside of you that comes from source, that comes from God, that comes from Allah, that comes from the creator, whatever you want to call it. That is the only thing that's going to help us transcend the satanic matrix we live in. The people that are telling you that I have the best intel or they want to be the superstar with the intel because I know this, I talk to this, who gives a shit? The country is on the brink. We need battlefield warriors to stand up and get in the fight. Don't think podcasters are people that are worship. Do not treat us like celebrities. If you, again, I try to diffuse this with my audience when I travel. I understand what you think, but it's not true. I am not all of that. I am a red-blooded human being telling you what I know, help and inspire you to be the best within you and fight. Use your talents, use your passion and spirit, get on the battlefield, fight alongside me. Don't put me on a pedestal because that pedestal is coming down eventually and I don't want to come down at a height that's going to be damaging to me. In this community of podcasters, people are looking to be rock stars and be rock star status. These are not the people to follow. If I become one of those, stop following me. It doesn't hurt my feelings. Shut off my channel. If you don't like what I say, shut off my channel. Why do people follow my channel so they can attack what I say? What a loser you must be. What a forking loser you got to be to follow people's channels that you do not like. Why would you waste your time? Why? That's like me watching CNN. It's insane. Anyways, now I'll get back to the reason why I do not believe SCOTUS rendered a verdict in a case we didn't hear about of the 2020 election being overturned because it was stolen. Here's why I don't believe it. There, people are saying that I'm attacking other podcasters or whoever the hell they are because I don't like that they brought out the intel. Listen, I had Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, the people that you now know who has created a MedBed technology, the Scalar EE system. She's traveled with me on tour since last summer. She's a close friend. I spend many nights at her house inside her Tesla Scalar EE system. Introduce her to Jason Shirka. And no matter who out there is trying to take her down, and you know who I'm talking about, i.e. Dr. M, the shit isn't working, as you can see. Infiltrators everywhere. My eyes are on. I'll say this. It went nuclear. They can't keep up. They can't ramp up production fast enough for the worldwide demand for her Tesla Scalar EE quantum healing systems. She's a close friend of mine. She confirmed what I heard to be true as well. And after I got information from my source, I told Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, that is not true. It's false. I'm not attacking anybody. I'm simply telling what I believe to be true, what I've learned, and the person who told me this is somebody of great weight and measure, but they had to give me a reason to believe it other than their opinion. They had to give me something logical that made sense, which they did, which confirms what military intelligence has told us, which also confirms my gut instinct. So if you think I'm attacking somebody for putting out information, then you're telling me I'm attacking my own close personal friend, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, who's highly connected to military special operations and has been since 1978 when she turned the Scalar system on and NASA showed up knocking on her door. So, I even said to Dr. Sandra, who's a close friend of mine that I adore, it's not true. It's wrong. And here's why. So, I'm not here looking to attack other people's podcasts or what they say. I just want people to know the truth and to think things through, because we don't need hopium. We don't need yet one more person saying Joe Biden's going to be arrested on Inauguration Day. We don't need to hear somebody else saying Joe Biden is going to be installed back to the presidency on July the 4th. All that bullshit that never, ever happens. And people keep saying these things that don't happen, making predictions, and yet other people keep following them. Like, what's wrong with you people? That's why I don't make predictions. I'm not God. I don't know everything that's going on. I can give you my analysis, but I'm telling you things to help you think for yourself. Think for yourself. That's how we got into this position. This is how the Luciferians wrap themselves around this planet and are squeezing the life out of us, because people refuse to think for themselves. Think about it. Do you really think that SCOTUS... Let's just say I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll take the eggs on my face and I'll come out and say, holy shit, was I wrong? And I'm glad I am wrong, because I would like for that to be true. I'm not worried about me being wrong. I'm not worried about me being right. I'm worried about us getting this job done, getting it done as soon as possible. Raising people's temperature and dropping it up and down causes them to lose faith. And you also are making them think that we don't have to fight. I'm here to tell you, we are going to have to fight. Q told us, military is the only way. They didn't say SCOTUS is the only way. They didn't say the judicial system is the only way. Did not say the presidency is the only way. They did not say the legislative branch is the only way. They said military is the only way. Therefore, why would SCOTUS render a decision on a secret case to overturn the election in under the cover of darkness? Why would they do that? The Antifa, BLM, George Soros, World Economic Forum, Democrat powder keg would explode. The only way we change this planet and change humanity, they have to be brought awake. It's called the Great Awakening. Not the Great Shakening, the Great Awakening. People have to see this for their own themselves. They have to see it with their own eyes. This operation to expose the massive voter fraud has to be revealed over a course of time slow enough for people to digest so they can see it for themselves. It's not going to be in under the cover of darkness, my opinion. It's not going to be under the cover of darkness, because if it was done that way, they render a decision. Every Democrat in America that believes in the Brandon regime and believes we should be communist or socialist are going to say, look what they did. They stole the election in the dark. Exactly what the Democrats did do, or the cabal with the Republican help. I should just say the cabal. They stole this thing in the dark. Now, do you think SCOTUS is going to do the same damn thing without any evidence to show the entire world? This operation is going to force us to draw our own conclusions that are irrefutable. It's like if somebody tells you something, you have a certain sense, an inner sense of it. Is it true or not? You don't really know. But if you see it happen yourself, you would defend it with your life. If you see it. People are going to have to see what happened here. They're going to have to see the depravity of the Luciferian order before they're going to make an ascension on any spiritual level. They have to experience it. Spiritualism, ascension, is experiential. It isn't logical. If it was logical, we would all be in heaven or whatever you want to call it by now. A lake of fire or streets of gold? Gee, let me think about this. It's automatic logic. We're going to have streets of gold if you believe in that stuff. This can't be logic. It has to be experiential. That's why I believe the information is wrong. Either somebody got bad information or they made it up, because it again draws attention, draws viewers. Trust me, folks. At the end of the day, we're all going to know the truth, and everybody's going to be smoked out, including Scott McKay, for what we really are. I suspect if I'm smoked out, it'll be that maybe I was wrong a lot. It is sure as hell isn't going to be because I'm trying to find celebrity status. If I said this before, I could have done this decades ago. Anybody who knows me will tell you the same thing. Why don't you do this? Why don't you get on the radio? Why don't you write op-eds? Why don't you run for Congress now? Why don't you become a motivational speaker, which I'd done that stuff before? Why don't you do this, this, and this, and this? Basically, public profile, putting spotlight on me. I wasn't interested. There's nothing for my soul to gain from that bullshit. The only reason it's here now is because it's necessary. Because nobody's willing to say the things I'm willing to say and call the people out that I'm willing to call out in the worst, most vicious way. That's why I'm here. I'm frustrated. I want to unload a nightmare on these bastards that are raping children. That's why I'm here. I'm not here for what people think of me. I don't care about what people think of me. I care, will the children be saved? Will we end this nightmare? Will we save the Forkin Republic? That's what I care about. I'm not looking for friends. I'm looking for freedom. Folks, you got to get over the egomaniacs that are on podcasts and online or on writing articles. Get over the egomaniacs. If you're drawn to them, then your frequency must be at that level. Then go ahead and stay there. That's up to you. I'm looking to build an army. That's why Operation Tomahawk is exploding still. There are other big players now coming to the table because they see this isn't about just one thing or another or making money, get rich, all that bullshit. This is warfare that everybody can join to choke out the cash flow of these killers that have been selling us poison. It's a war. It's economic warfare. We're fighting this battle on every level possible. And by the way, these things that we're doing is what funds this war with Patriot Street Fighter. It can't be fought for free. Can't be fought out of the money that I make, because I never made much money. I lost my ass in many startup companies to economics or greedy people. We fund this war machine by everything we do. So if gaining more followers is the name of the game to get more money and make money, I'm doing a miserable job. I lost 50,000 subscribers on Telegram. I don't give a shit. I don't care about the subscribers. I'm looking to draw the people to that resonates with my message to line them up to fight the war that I'm trying to fight. That's the only thing that matters. That's it. If people can't get that by now, listen, get the hell off of my channel. Get off. Don't come back. I don't want you on my channel. Take your bullshit somewhere else. If you have a high frequency and you're positive and you want to contribute to the Patriot Street Fighter War Machine, please stay. If you're not, get the hell out. Get off my forking channel. How's that for trying to get more viewers? Is this now settled? I hope so. Anyways, it's a shame I got to cover this bullshit, but we have low IQ people that can't seem to pull their heads out of their asses and listen or see what we're doing here. We don't have time for all the bullshit that led us to become neutralized against this satanic order. We don't have time for this anymore. As General Flynn said, we are at the edge of the abyss. We can still go over. And a very good point was made when I talked to Mel Kay, and it actually woke me up a little bit to the danger we are in. She mentioned it. The general said, look, Mel, if we don't win this, I'm dead. And I thought, wow, he's right. They're going to kill people. That's what they do. That's what these animals do. And I thought, wow, imagine being in his shoes. If we lose, guess what? The general knows they're going to kill him and his family and me and whoever else. That's a stark reality that didn't hit me about me until she said that about General Flynn. I thought, holy shit, he's right. These are the stakes. So any of you people want to get muddied down in all that bullshit of podcasting and fights and YouTube, podcasters arguing with each other and all this horse shit, then go there, stay there. You're not going to contribute to the war. I was told this past weekend that the CIA is ramping up operations to create this dissension in the podcast community and start trying to discredit podcasters. That's the operation. New operational plans to create confusion, sow division inside the podcast community of people like me that are trying to wake people up, get the army on its feet, and fight. So be prepared. Here they come. And if you other asswipes out there want to continue to do what you do that don't bring anything to this battle except negativity and attacking other people, when it all comes down, guess where you're going to land? We win, you will lose. You'll be remembered for what you did here today. Understand that. People sitting on a bench refusing to fight, you will be remembered for what you did here today to save the children, to save humanity. All you disruptors, all you people selfish trying to do whatever, money's your issue, star power, celebrity, understand it. Nobody escapes. Nobody escapes. Nobody escapes. You will be known for what you did here today. You're either going to fight or you're going to, I was going to say fight again, but fight the other people. You're either going to fight for your country. You're either going to serve yourself or you're going to serve others. Simple. Service to self or service to others will determine whether you, number one, are viewed by this country and the world in a favorable fashion and or if you ascend spiritually. I'm looking to get the hell out of here. I want to ascend to the next density to get out of here. Anyways, all I can say to you people is get your fork and shit together and start acting like adults and not kids. Because lives are at stake, children are being murdered underground in brutal fashions while you asswipes are doing this bullshit. All I can say is, what in the hell is wrong with you people? Kind of like Dice Man would say, so many scumbags and so few bullets. Anyways, we are going to jump into some, let's jump into some Q posts here. Been a little while since I've had the time to get back here. By the way, we did leave off the last time with post 153. Those of you who had not been part of 17 Reloaded, this is going back to the Q intelligence drops started October 28th, 2018 or 2017. And walking forward just for the reasons to bring some of the new people that are hearing about this military intelligence information dissemination program, which they've heard about or haven't heard about or have heard about in the fashion of the Khazarian mobsters as they try to discredit everything saying that it's conspiracy theory. I like when they come out with that because it always validates what we're saying is true. Now, we're going to jump right into, again, so I can calm down the MTP podcasters. There's a ton of shit I don't remember 5 years ago when this intel was bleeding out. And I don't need to remember it all. All I need to do is show a pattern to the people as I read through the intel. Sorry, I can't give you a screen share tonight because we're on a different platform and it's not not Zoom. But I can't remember a lot. And I'm going to also tell you this, too, just so the knuckleheads out there can go ahead and continue to eat their Cheerios without being disrupted. I am not the best decoder of Q intelligence at all. Why? I'm not interested in that because there's a lot of brilliant ones out there that I learn from. Why would I want to spend my time learning something they've already learned and they'll just give it to me for free? It's stupid. If you're a business guy, it's unbelievably inefficient. But I want to be that person. I want to let the brilliant people be brilliant. I want to let the mediocre people like myself be mediocre and simply pass on the information with maybe my memory or analysis. That's what we're doing here. Are we good with that? MTPs, shills, trolls, and scumbags? Great. I'm happy. You're happy. Let's move on. Okay, this is post number 154, November 14, and this is 9:25 p.m. Eastern Time. Our intelligence operators dropped. Who financed 911? Who was Bin Laden's handler? Why was the clowns in America, just so you know, that CIA, the rogue CIA, not the Patriot CIA, why were the clowns in America tasked to hunt slash kill slash capture UBL? Can I tell you why they were? Because they created UBL. Osama bin Laden's real name is Timothy something or other. He's a CIA operative. They built him to be that puppet to create this view and vision as part of their long-term plan to do what they did, create terrorism. Once you take down the Soviet Union, the next is terrorism. The next is invasion from space by malevolent non-terrestrials. It's all been laid out for a long time. So that's why they tasked him, so they could make sure that he would not be killed or captured. Why not MI, military intelligence? I just told you why. Because military intelligence would have found him, and they would have decapitated him as a clown in America or a true terrorist, or both. If we found UBL, eliminated his security, why would we immediately kill him and not take him alive? Once again, now, I was under the belief he actually died in Egypt in 2002, I believe, because they had celebrations and memorials for him because he quote-unquote died from a kidney disease. What's the truth? I don't know. But if you're going to capture a guy like UBL or whatever, why do you automatically toss him out at sea? And all the things they did, it just didn't add up, make sense. Why wouldn't we want to capture UBL alive and extract other possible T-level events? That's threat-level events. Exactly. They need to get intel. Why didn't they? Perhaps someday people will understand, quote, they had a plan to conduct another mass extinction event. WW1 and WW2 orchestrated and planned by select families. I told you that. The families on this planet, they create every war. They create the conflicts. They fund every war. And either way, they win. They fund both sides. Those are the families. Fantasyland. Remember, the more people there are, the more power the people have. Why do these Democrats push for gun control directly after every tragic incident? Why is this so very important to their agenda? We, the people, are who they are afraid of. They push this after every false flag attack, which they create through the MK Ultra Mind Control Clowns in America program. Look at all of these school shooters. Find out who their psychiatrists or psychologists are. Find out the medications they're on. All of it. And see the pattern. They all come from it. Who are they connected to? We, the people, are who they fear will one day awake. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Q. The next one is a stringer code. My guess is the military command activating operators, because I'm not going to read all this, these numbers and letters and underscores, and but it says bunker, apple, yellow sky, brackets, dot, 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 plus one, brackets, yes, Godspeed, K. And then the next one, that was post 155, 156, is on, it went from November 14, I just read November 15, this is November 18, it took a couple days off, and all they put up in this post was plus, plus. That's it. Nothing more. Drop 157, November 20, 2017 at 2:29 a.m. Eastern. What is the key? What is the key used for? What is a guard? What is a guard used for? Who unlocked the door of all doors? Was it pre-planned? Do you believe in coincidences? What is information? Who controls the release of information? Who has all of the information? Who disseminates information? What is the mainstream media? Who really controls mainstream media? MSM is what it really says. Well, CIA controls it. Why are we made to believe that MSM are the only credible news source so they can program us? Who controls the MSM? I told you, Clowns in America. Who really controls MSM? Well, likely the families who controls Clowns in America. Why are we made to believe the MSM are the only credible news source? You see, they just asked that twice, folks. Why is this relevant? Why are non-mainstream media platforms cast as conspiracy and or non-credible? Why are non-MSM platforms cast as conspiracy and or non-credible? Do you see how this pattern emerges? They're asking us twice. They're trying to make it obvious, make us think. What happens when an entity and or individual accumulates power? Define corruption. Lord Acton, I believe, of British Parliament, said once, power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I, Scott McKay, will tell you, I would not want absolute power. Why? Knowing what you know of me, trust me, I would become corrupt. You say, how can you say that about yourself? Because I know what I am. I'm a human being. I know that they must have something that can get to everybody, even if it is a non-terrestrial AI that they could bring into you through some frequency. I would rather be safe. So define corruption. Wealth equals power. Power equals influence. Influence equals control. Rinse and repeat. What power of influence was recently discovered, parentheses, specifically regarding 2016 election? How much power of influence does Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, etc. have in influencing the minds of people? Think about it, folks. Has the stranglehold of the mainstream media been diminished? Guess what? It obviously has been, because look what you're listening to right now. What is open source? What has become blatantly obvious since the election of POTUS? Why would they allow this visibility to occur? Why were they not prepared to counter? What miscalculation occurred? What opposite impact did this generate? How did POTUS recognize and invert? That's Trump. He was POTUS then. What happens when an entity and or an individual accumulates power? They say it again. Ask it again. Define corruption. Define censorship. Define controlled censorship. What action is Twitter taking effective mid-December? We knew that. What is the purpose of this action? Possible test to understand public/government response? This is continued post 158, November 20th, 2:29 p.m., 21 seconds after the other drop. When was this announced? What events in Saudi Arabia, what did events in Saudi Arabia transpire? Who controlled a large portion of Twitter stock? That was Al Waleed bin Salal, the skinny maggot, apparent prior crown heir of Saudi Arabia, the guy who paid for Obama's education, the guy who was stripped of his wealth and his title and hung upside down in the Four Seasons Hotel in Riyadh, and gave up information on 70% of the politicians on his payroll in D.C. He controlled, obviously, Twitter to a degree with the stock. Why is this relevant? Define oppression. Who controls the narrative? Who really controls the narrative? Who guards the narrative? Does the MSM shelter and protect select party members? As we know, especially in the Democrat side. They said the only way a Democrat can ever go to jail is if they're caught in bed with a dead woman or a live boy. That's pretty much true about the Democrats. Does this protection insulate these party members? Yes. Who controls the narrative? What laws were put into place to protect mainstream media from lawsuits? Obama passed some laws so they can now lie to us and it's okay. Who specifically passed the law? What is immunity? What prevents a news organization from simply making up sources and stories? What prevents a news organization from simply making up sources and stories? What prevents previous Supreme Court ruling provided protection to reporters from having to reveal their confidential sources? Of course, didn't matter. They went in and they went into people's computers and stole information from these journalists, did things that were illegal under the threats of judicial action, forced them to give up their sources. How many people are unaware of the truth due to the stranglehold? How must people be made aware of an alternate reality? We know, independent media. What are crumbs? Think Hwood/DC. It's Hollywood. Define lead-in. Think play. What has been occurring recently? Stage must be set. Crumbs are easy to swallow. What if Hugh Hefner was a clown in America? Folks, what did I just tell you? We now know Hugh Hefner was CIA. What is a honeypot? Honeypot is some hot chick that's going to lure you in to try to get you to do whatever and compromise you. Men have that problem. Define blackmail. How could this be applied? Think about it. Fantasy land. Who has all the information? At no such agency. That's the NSA. They have the goods on every single one of us. They have the goods on every single one of them. The hunter becomes the hunted. The hunters are the ones that are hunting kids to cannibalize them, satanize them, and torture brutally, sodomize them, drain their adrenochrome, drink it, all that horrible shit. They're the hunters. Guess what? They now become the hunted. Operations underway. Operators active. Disinformation is real. Disinformation is necessary. Silent war. Some gets out. That's some information. The Great Awakening, Iron Eagle, Godfather 3, The Hunt for Red October. By the way, most of you heard me say in the past, all the people that tried to discredit this military intelligence operation, if you listen to Megan Rose on YouTube, if you listen to Megan Rose, she has confirmed with us where this information comes from on these quantum platforms. Believe me, they're not ours. They're non-terrestrial, advanced non-terrestrial technologies working in conjunction with U.S. Naval, highly trained special operators on a higher level than you've ever heard of, or me too. By the way, I had an opportunity to meet Megan in person. All I can say is I have little time anymore to listen to anybody, but I'm telling you, Patriot Street Fighter listens to Megan Rose because, in my opinion, the things that Megan Rose is teaching, the things she's teaching now, I believe, in my opinion, is the most important imperative information that humanity needs and needs to understand. It is the lesson that we need to know as spiritual beings if you're going to make an ascension leap. So I had to meet with her in person to see if she's the real deal. I walked away, let's just say, massively impacted by that beautiful creature, that girl. She is a special, in my opinion, a very special being doing very important work on this planet. In fact, if you've not read her book, I haven't either, but I'm going to. I know this story. She told a story, but I have the book teed up to get it. It's on Amazon, by the way. If you look in the description box of this particular broadcast, you will see the link to her YouTube channel. I highly recommend you click it on, follow her. These are the things that I'm choosing to learn as the most important pieces of information I need for me and my spiritual ascension, doing the right thing, being the right kind of person, staying in check. And I also put the link in to buy her book, Welcome to the Future. It's a fascinating story of her and her life. And all I can say is I give her a major stamp of my approval of her work. And any of you shitbags want to attack her, I'm just going to come right out and tell you, you're nothing but a shitbag. So, 159, drop 159, November 20th, 2017, 3:16 a.m. Eastern. Somebody anonymously dropped on the 4chan board, because we were still in 4chan. They dropped this. The Hunt for Red October. This is a reference to the submarine that went missing just recently. And Q dropped incorrect. So somebody was wrong. Interesting. They didn't sign. They did not sign a couple of these. Or that one as Q. I'm wondering why. There's probably some significance some smart person would figure out. November 20th, 2017, 3:10 a.m. Eastern. You guys are missing the importance of Hugh Hefner. Think of it this way. Hugh invites over a celebrity / politician. Hugh offers them something younger. Hugh offers them a safe space to do it in. Hugh tapes the encounter, sends tape to CIA. CIA has a person by the balls for life. This is a majorly is majorly important to what has been keeping people in control for so long. Military intelligence grabbed that post, dropped it on the boards, and put in exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Boom. Now you know. Hugh Hefner was a CIA operation. I was at the mansion once. I was in the grotto once where they got those big, you know, kind of beanbag type. They're not beanbags, but they're those big mattress beds in there. You know, the water, the underground cave. Well, I was in there. I saw that. One of my clients worked directly for Playboy, and that's why I was there. It's cool. Some jazz festival was there. I got to say, yeah, hey, guess what? I was at the Playboy Mansion. It's all these bunnies, you know, who gives a shit? Big deal. I actually, my friend had me at the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas once. Big party for, it was a Playboy party. All bunch of bunnies running around. I don't remember this girl's name, but of course they have the outfit on. They got the big bunny tail. And my friend, Sherry Jo D'Amico, wonderful person, one of my most adored friends. She doesn't work there anymore. But so we're some sitting on a couch, and one of the girls, all know her. She's, you know, she's one of the people that, I forget what she does exactly, it did then. So one of these bunnies come up, and I just like reached out, and I'm not going to grab a girl or do anything. I just like kind of squeezed that bunny ball in her butt. Didn't, nowhere near the butt. It's high. Like, what's this made out of? Because I'm a friend of Sherry Jo's. This bitch flipped out on me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, first of all, I don't even know what I said. I'm like, do you actually think I'm going to take this bullshit from you because you walk around dressed like this and take your clothes off from me? I don't give a shit who you are. And I was pissed. I'm like, just because you're quote unquote a Playboy bunny that I'm going to bow down to your bullshit? I could care less. Anyways, I don't know why, where I came to that, but it comes to my attitudes. Who gives a shit? Yeah, who cares? You know, quite honestly, I've gotten rid of girls that look better than you. Trust me. Anyways, this is a problem in this society where society builds people up like this to think that they're oh so special. Listen, I've dated Hollywood actresses. I've dated models. Some are nice people. But when they buy into their bullshit, it's like, see you later. It's like, how did we come to this where I'm supposed to be reading drops. I'm going to get on a tangent. Let's stay off a tangent. But it just baffles me that people buy into their own press. They buy into this bullshit put on them, and they actually believe it. And I've watched this stuff happen to many people. That's why I try to tell a lot of you that love me and my show, I love the love. Thank you. I love you too. But once again, you don't see me every day. I do stupid shit like everybody else. I'm another guy. I'm just an average human. I turn on a camera. I say things that people like. Many of you could do a much better job, believe me. It's not all what you think it is. It, trust me, it isn't. My four sisters, believe me, two of my four will absolutely agree with me and tell you, probably even tell you things I don't want you to hear. My other two sisters, they're totally on board. They love everything I say. Anyways, let's go to drop. I'm trying to have a little fun here with you guys. Let's go to drop 161. I don't know if I can explain this. It's actually a GIF, right? And there's this little girl, some girl sitting in the old school tables from back in the 50s, like we used to sit in 60s, 70s. She's laughing her head off. And it says XXX, like triple X at the top, shows the graphic of this girl bending over laughing. And then underneath it says, how do you lure a dangerous animal into a trap? And then it says, my effing sides spelled out. And I'm not getting this yet. But Q grabbed that, grabbed it, threw it on the platform, and says, all posts are connected. Graphic is the key. I'm not getting this one. Sorry. Drop 162, November 20, 2017, 3:49 a.m. Eastern again. It says, Q map one half confirmed. This is the key. Sorry. Can't decipher anything there. Drop 163, November 20, 2017. 1 and 2 confirmed. You will need for coming weeks. Put it this way. 6 attempts were made to silence the witness scheduled to appear tomorrow. Special operators on guard queue. Now, I don't know what tomorrow was back then. There was witness to some case on November 20, 2017. I don't remember. 164, November 20, still 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. Bots deactivated upon arrival. Keep up the good fight. It's spreading. Apparently, there were bots maybe attacking this platform. Now, 165 says on November 20, 2017, 12:48 p.m. says, expand your thinking. What are patterns? How are patterns formed and isolated? What are data sets? What is a map? Regarding Twitter, repeat, important. So I'll go ahead and repeat it. Expand your thinking. What are patterns? How are patterns formed and isolated? What are data sets? What is a map? They're telling us how to see or understand how to read a map that they're going to lay out regarding Twitter, whatever. It says, what action is Twitter taking effective mid-December? It was some type of censorship back then. What is the purpose of this action? Possible test to understand public/government response. When was this announced? When did events in Saudi Arabia transpire? Who controlled a large portion of Twitter stock? It looks like we had a repeat here to a degree. Who controlled a large portion of Twitter stock? That was Al-Waleed. Why is this relevant? Expand your thinking. What is the real purpose of this action? What is the SS? Could be Secret Service. SS. What is the SS? Who is the primary person protected under SS? I guess it would be POTUS. What action is Twitter taking effective mid-December? It's trying to get a point through to us or me. It's too late, past that time. It's not in real time, so I don't remember. Would POTUS be able to use Twitter post-action? Well, that might be taking Trump down, obviously. Define the known action. Why is MSM ignoring this action, mainstream media? What transpired with POTUS' Twitter account a short time ago? We know they took him down, and they brought him back up, took him down completely. Reread crumbs on his post. It's necessary. They're really trying to drill home to us. Reread these crumbs. It's necessary. We get it. It says two scenarios, lose-lose. My guess is they lose. POTUS advised by SS to terminate use of Twitter due to new web tracking policy cookies, amongst other spyware not disclosed. It's a risk. First time they failed. Reread. POTUS silenced on Twitter due to new policy regarding SS/risk. Direct message failure. POTUS refuses to be silenced. Well, bad actors gather metadata and targeting. Small example of ongoing silent war. Options, regulate, problem, time to complete. Solution, patriots get the word out. Jason Bourne, deep dream. Deep dream. Apparently they were able to track POTUS with Twitter. drop 166. This is November 20, 2017, 1:07 p.m. Eastern. They're pretty active today, as you can tell. Repeat or repost to correct thread. Now I guess they're reposting this thing. Trying to figure out why they reposted and what they're trying to correct. I'm not seeing it in that last thread, so I think I'm going to move on. Define known action. Why is mainstream media ignoring this action? Yeah, not picking it out. No sense repeating it. Drop 167, November 20, 2017 at 1:12 p.m. Eastern. POTUS open door of all doors. Expand your thinking. What would that be? Trump opened the door of all doors. What would that be? Can't remember at the moment. Could it be? One of the things that hits me is declassifying information. Declass. I'm probably dead wrong. Where's our decoders, man? The real brilliant ones that know this stuff inside and out. I'm just propagating this on my audience so you can get a sense of how they speak, how they communicate. Little things I can remember to throw at you to show you the legitimacy of this. Maybe it'll draw the great decoders out and say, Patriot Street Fighter doesn't know shit. I heard him on the Tipping Point. Let me tell you what this is all about. Great! Somebody take it. Run with it. Educate the public. I don't care. I just want them educated. So anyways, it says, somebody dropped, an anonymous person dropped on the boards. Q, glad you are here. Can you confirm this theory to Red October? And then there's an article. Let me see if it actually comes up or they scrubbed it. Oh, exactly. They scrubbed it. It says, LasVegasNow.com news, U.S. says North Korea submarine missing. Now, Q said Red October SIG has not occurred yet. Follow the map. So when they're talking Red October, it's a signal that Q saying it has not occurred yet. It says follow the map. Because remember, they say future proves past. They'll say things of the coming future, and then it happens. You look in the past, and it confirms they were telling us. Now, here's another anonymous drop on the boards from an anonymous person. Drop 169, again, November 21, 2017, 119 Eastern. Soros sells Twitter, Facebook, Apple, and Snap. Then there's an article on MarketWatch. And it goes through the article. Soros Hedge Fund, Soros Management Fund, LLC, eliminated or reduced investments in some of the biggest names in tech last year, including Facebook, Apple Inc., and the others. And it goes through this. Shows you the proof. And then Q grabbed it, dropped it on the boards, and says, or shows, three punctuation points, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, saying, boom, focus. And then it says here, 170 post, number 170, 124 p.m. November 20. Why am I here during the day? Why is this relevant? What does this infer? I don't know. We'll figure that out. Post 171, November 20, good will always defeat evil. Post 172, same date, 7:40 Eastern time, good will always defeat evil. Guess building our confidence. Let us know. Post 173, 7:42 p.m. November 20, good will always defeat evil. No rigging / blackmail this time, wizards and warlocks. Here's my guess. There's rigging in the elections, we know that. Blackmail won't work this time. It says, no rigging or blackmail this time, wizards and warlocks. My guess is our cyber operators, special operators, NSA, Space Force, etc., when we get to this point, I'm guessing future will prove this past. We are going to have elections that can't be rigged because they're protected, and blackmail is not going to work. Who's going to help that happen? Wizards and warlocks. 174, 8:12 p.m. Eastern, November 20. Coordinated effort to silence. It will only get worse. All for a LARP, right? Well, a LARP is a live action role playing. It basically means that how do you say this or define it? A LARP is somebody who is a live action role play, meaning that this Q operation is just a role play, live action role play. It's not real. It's not true. That's what he call a LARP, how they classify a LARP. Illegitimate. Only a role play. However, all the attacks on the idea of this military intelligence dissemination program, if it was a LARP and there's no credibility or threat to it, why are they attacking it? Because we know it's dangerous to them because it's true. Drop 175. We're almost out of time. November 21, 2017, 6:43 p.m. Eastern. Expand your thinking. Captain Mike Green. And there's a stringer code, this military intelligence of some sort. Bunker, apple, yellow sky, brackets, dot, 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 plus one. Yes. Who countered? Do you believe in coincidences? Learn how to read the map. Number 176, same date. Oh, no, that's November 21, not 20th. We're on the next day. 7:01 p.m. Eastern. What was the posted prior to the stringer? What keywords were within the stringer? What keywords would be left in the stringer? Future shows past. Learn to read the map. Everything has meaning, dash capital letters, everything Q. They're giving us a roadmap, teaching us that we need to learn to read the map so we fully understand what's coming. Next drop is 177. We'll save that for the next 17 reloaded. Folks, thanks for coming in tonight. Pay close attention to what I said was important. My opinion, Megan Rose's information is critically important to our future, where we're going. The information she's getting in terms of intelligence to me is legitimate. I follow it. I think you should too. This is Scott McKay, the end of the Tipping Point Revolution Radio. Folks, we'll see you back here next week, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow night, Patriot Street Fighter, 7 p.m. Eastern. We will see you then. Thanks for coming out tonight. Love all of you.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution.